Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The New Economics of Technocracy You Will Own. Nothing is a nonfiction polemic by Patrick M. Wood that extends his long-running critique of technocracy, global planning, and digital control systems. Drawing on his decades of research into the technocracy movement, the book argues that a new economic order is being built around tokenized access rather than traditional ownership. Instead of treating property as something people can freely possess and control, this framework presents goods, services, and financial participation as permissions that can be granted, monitored, restricted, or revoked through digital systems. The book is closely aligned with Wood's broader warning that technocracy is not merely an administrative style, but an alternative model of governance that uses data, surveillance, and programmable finance to shape behavior. It is aimed at readers who want a critical account of how emerging digital infrastructure may affect property rights, autonomy, and economic freedom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, technocracy as a replacement for market-based ownership. A central argument of the book is that technocracy seeks to move beyond a price-based market system and toward a resource management model. In that model, people are not primarily treated as owners, consumers, or citizens exercising choice, but as managed participants inside a system of optimized access. Wood frames this as the logical endpoint of a century-long project rather than a sudden political takeover. That distinction matters because it shifts the focus from visible confiscation to structural redesign. If ownership is replaced by managed permission, then the system can appear convenient or modern while still narrowing real control. The book uses this lens to interpret contemporary trends in finance, digital identity, platform dependency, and centralized planning as parts of a larger economic transformation rather than isolated reforms. Secondly, the difference between payment tokens and asset tokens. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is its emphasis on the difference between payment tokens and asset tokens. Wood treats this distinction as essential to understanding how a tokenized economy could function. A payment token represents the ability to transact, while an asset token represents a claim on a real-world asset or right. By separating those functions, a system can make access look fluid and efficient while preserving centralized control over the underlying assets and permissions. This matters because many people assume digital finance simply makes money easier to use, but the book argues that tokenization can also decouple users from ownership. In that scenario, a person may appear to hold value or spend power, yet still remain dependent on institutions that define what can be accessed, transferred, or revoked. Thirdly, the World Economic Forum slogan as an economic blueprint. The book takes seriously the World Economic Forum's well-known phrase that people will own nothing and be happy, but it does not treat it as a mere rhetorical flourish. Instead, Wood reads it as a signal that a managed access model is being normalized at elite policy levels. The point is not that the slogan predicts an identical future everywhere, but that it reflects a worldview in which ownership becomes less important than subscription, sharing, leasing, and platform-mediated access. That interpretation helps explain why the book links the phrase to broader policy language around sustainability, efficiency, and digital coordination. The argument is that such language can mask a deeper restructuring of property relations, making a radical change appear practical, humane, and inevitable rather than coercive. Fourthly, digital governance through surveillance, ESG, and programmable money. Wood argues that modern technocracy depends less on force than on infrastructure surveillance systems, digital identity, centralized data, and programmable financial tools. In the book's framework, these tools are not neutral innovations because they can be combined to reward compliance and restrict dissent. Carbon quotas, ESG-linked access, social scoring logic, and programmable currencies are presented as mechanisms that tie economic participation to behavioral conformity. The significance of this argument is that control becomes distributed through everyday systems rather than imposed only through law enforcement or overt political repression. If access to finance, travel, services, or commerce is mediated through digital compliance filters, then exclusion can occur quietly and instantly. The book therefore treats digital convenience as politically consequential, especially when it becomes hard to separate private corporate platforms from public governance. Lastly, a warning built from 5 decades of technocracy research. The book is also a self-consciously cumulative work that draws on Patrick Wood's long history of studying technocracy dating back to the 1970s. That background shapes the book's credibility strategy. It presents itself not as a first impression or a reaction to recent headlines, but as the result of a long documentary trail linking earlier technocratic theories to current policy trends. This matters because it gives the book a historical frame that many contemporary critiques of digital governance lack. Rather than focusing only on isolated technologies, Wood attempts to show continuity between older planning doctrines and present-day institutional behavior. For readers, This creates a broader interpretive map, what looks like disconnected developments in AI, banking, education, healthcare, and communications may instead be different fronts of the same administrative logic. In conclusion, readers most likely to benefit from the new economics of technocracy are those interested in political economy, digital surveillance, property rights, financial control, and critiques of elite governance. It will appeal especially to readers who already follow Patrick Wood's work, or who want a strongly argued skeptical account of central bank digital currencies, tokenization, ESG-linked systems, and platform-based dependency. Its practical value lies less in offering a policy program than in helping readers recognize how economic power can be reorganized through infrastructure rather than overt confiscation. Intellectually, it gives a coherent vocabulary for discussing ownership, access, and control in a digital age. What distinguishes it from similar books is its narrow but forceful focus on technocracy as an integrated system, not just a collection of technologies or a vague complaint about globalism. The book links historical research, institutional critique, and financial mechanics into one thesis about managed access replacing property. Readers looking for a warning-oriented analysis of where digital governance may be heading will find it more specific than many broader books on freedom and technology. If you would like to support Patrick M. Wood, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.